the Torah at the beginning of Parshas Baloischa, as it discusses the menorah, Pasuk says, "Zeh masa ha-menorah." And Rashi says, "Zeh masa menorah she'areu HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba." HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu how the menorah, how to make it, b'fi sh'nizkash shabah. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in knowing how to construct this menorah. L'kach nemar, therefore says Rashi, the Pasuk says the word v'zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed directly to the menorah and told Moshe how to build it. So I saw the Mefarshim ask that why did Moshe Rabbeinu, from all of the Kli HaMishkan, for everything that was done in the Mishkan, specifically have difficulty in building the menorah? So I saw from the Sefer Dvar Tzion that we know that the menorah represents Torah, as the Pasuk says, Oiruzu Torah, and the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis teaches us, Haroitz L'Hachkim, if somebody wants to become a Talmud Chacham, Yadrim, he should concentrate on the south side, with Simonach, that what is the connection between the south side and becoming Talmud Chacham? Menorah b'dayrim. The menorah was on the south side of the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach us here that building a menorah, learning Torah, doesn't necessarily come easily. If wants to succeed in learning, he has to put in much effort. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Chacham Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was such a brilliant Talmud Chacham, he was our leader, he was our teacher, he went up to Har Sinai, Niskasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it won't come easy. You have to work at being able to learn Torah. And that concept is emphasized and re-emphasized so many times in this week's parasha. The pasuk later in the parasha says, "V'hi ben tzayir aroin." And the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Tezvav Mabeis teaches us, Parsha Zu, this Parsha, Osloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when writing the Torah, made simonim, made special designation, Melmala Mamata, before and after this Parsha, Loimer to teach us, Shein Zemekoim, because it really doesn't belong here. Rabbi Omer, Sefer Chashehu B'fnei Atzmai. To teach us that it's its own sefer. There's Bereishis, there's Shemois, there's Vayikra, and Parshas Vayhi ben Tzayir represents a separate sefer in the Torah. Shem Gamliel Omer, Kedei L'Hafsik Ben Pranis L'Pranis, it's there to serve as a separation between different situations, that the Torah discusses of difficult times that Klal Yisrael suffered. And the question that the Masha asks, why is it the letter Nun that's used to show that it's separate, and specifically the letter Nun that's upside down? So he says that according to the opinions, that Shem Gamliel says, that it here to represent that it's separating Tzoris. So he says the letter Nun always is a letter that represents problems, tzoros for Klal Yisrael. As we know in the Perek of Ashrei that we so often say, there is no pasuk for the letter Nun. Because the letter Nun represents Nafla, the Sefer Kom Psulas Yisrael. It represents Nafila. It represents when Klal Yisrael is suffering. But the question is, according to the man, the Omer, that it's a sefer b'fnei atzma, that v'hi ben tzayir represents a separate sefer Torah, why is that represented with the letter Nun, and specifically with the letter Nun that's upside down? So he explains that the Torah that we're learning here about a sefer of the Torah, and the Torah is and what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, is that for us to be able to understand the depths of the Torah, it's to get to the Nun, the 50th Shari Bina, the highest level of understanding, which even Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to achieve, becomes very difficult. And even if you have here a sefer b'fnei atzmai, you have a small sefer, only two psukim, but to reach the letter nun, to reach the 50th level of understanding, don't think even just when you have to learn two psukim, it's going to come easy. Look at that letter nun. It's upside down. To say to reach it easily, perfectly, no one can accomplish that without working and studying and trying really to understand the words of the Torah. That's why it's represented with that upside down nun. And this concept is then taught again. The pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua are discussing about having other zakenim, other leaders with him, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'yomer loy Moshe." Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, "Mekana atali? Are you worried about my honor? U'miyiten kol am Hashem neviim? As far as I'm concerned, everybody should be a navi. Kiyiten Hashem esruchay aleihem." So, sort of the sefer Birchas Yitzchak says, "What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean with the words Kiyiten Hashem esruchay aleihem?" Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appoint leaders, when new leaders are being appointed for Klal Yisrael, their leadership should not emanate from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself says, my leadership is not complete. For as we just discussed, the pasuk says, "V'tachasreyu mi'at melekim." And the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph says what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu found himself lacking. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach the 50th level of understanding. So he said, "U'miyitein kol ha'am Hashem neviim." He says, "Me is begematria 50. Mem is 40. 10 is yud. Is 10. Halavai miyitein kol ha'am Hashem neviim. Halavai that all of Klal Yisrael should not be limited to the way that I am limited, that I am limited, that I only have reached the 49th level of understanding. I hope and pray for them, umi, that they should reach the level of me, a 50th. How? That they should have the schus, kiyitin Hashem es ruchei aleihem. Their greatness and the leadership should not just be connected to my leadership. For my understanding and my leadership is limited. I beg for them, Kiyitin Hashem, they should be zoicha, they should be able to reach understanding directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if they will be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we learned at the beginning of the parasha, if it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who teaches us how to build the menorah, then we'll understand the menorah and we'll know how to build the menorah. If we will be zeichet to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we learn the Torah, we recognize that the Torah we're learning is the Torah Hashem, then we will be zeichet to Nun Sharibina, to be able to come to the 50th highest level of understanding the Dvar Hashem.